Congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, then go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, my set. I got the man mindset, my set. Got so many girls on deck. Cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. For the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player, well it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast you wouldn't believe, that's right. So tell me if you ready, we gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
All right. Just a little early show because I got stuff to do later on tonight. So I kind of just hit y'all with an early show today. Got a lot to talk about in these few hours. First off, I want to give a shout out to all the dogs out here. 185 that changed the game up, changed the record, new record holders, guys. Appreciate all you guys out there. Also, guys, I ask anybody listening, if you're brand new to this, helps the algorithm out if you go ahead and take a moment and go ahead and like, subscribe, and hit that notification button. We appreciate all your likes. They're free, and we appreciate that. Want to welcome to the Man Mindset. I'm your host, the Dean. Let me straighten this out. Class is in session. The phone number to call in is 563-999-3056. For all my new guys out there, if you're brand new to here, I always ask all you guys out there, go ahead and get your, go to the dollar store, go to Walmart, get a 100-piece puzzle set, dump the puzzles on the table, rip the box up, take your time, put the puzzles together. It will start your process of where we're trying to get you to be one with yourself. Also, the top of the hour, next hour, we would do the Man Mindset Creed. And like I always say for you guys out there before, go ahead and get your notebooks out, gentlemen. Always remember, if you have a question, put a Q in the chat. If you are texting a woman and you feel like you're getting close to it, but you just feel like you're fucking up, put a T in the chat room. If you're talking to a woman and you don't understand something that she's saying is throwing you off, put a W in there. And if you are trying to stomp your boy, just put an S in there and say something that a woman would say to try to stomp me from whatever it is you're trying to stomp me from. So what's going on, man? How y'all doing? I don't know why my nose keeps itching every time I get on this thing. All right. So what we're going to be talking about is how to get the woman to see value in you, to want to make that next move, to want to see you as somebody that she wants to sleep with. Guys, again, if y'all have questions, go ahead and put a Q in there. If I'm going too fast, just put a question in there. My nose is itching. Just put a question in there. And we got you covered, guys. So, and again, if y'all are just joining us, we have an early show today because I got something to do later on tonight, so I don't have time to do a show tonight. So I'm going to try to knock something out right here. Man, I don't know. When I checked my red. I keep checking the emails. I still ain't get no message from you, girl. God damn, man. Still no message from Red. Hey, guys, mark the calendar. It's been 17 years, girl, since you hit me. All right, guys, let's get into this, man. Let's chop it up. So what we want to talk about is not necessarily for a lot of you guys out there to force yourself on women. I don't want you guys to force yourself on women. I don't want you guys to beg or barter. But what we got to talk about today as far as game goes is to have an understanding. And also clarity. What did I say? Where is it at? Hold on. I forgot to put that there. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds. I forgot to, I've got to add something to what I am chopping it up with y'all dogs about. Bam. Ah, there you go. That's how you do it. All right, man. So, let's get into that. Let me see here. Let me grab. Yeah, guys, I got questions. Go ahead. Y'all can call in. We got you covered. But what I was saying to you guys out here, okay, so the game that I'm trying to show you guys is in order to sell yourself to the woman, the biggest mistake that most of you guys are trying to do, you're trying to technically alter her perception of how she sees you. And you have to remember, her perception is based off of every guy that she has met before you. Everything that she has done in her life has formed a perception of how she views guys out there. And that includes me too, okay? But what I know that you guys don't understand is that I'm never trying to alter the perception. Always remember, guys, the belief system, the perception, everything is tied up right here that is also connected to what's between her legs. And if you're trying to rush it, you're trying to change it, you're trying to alter it, you're trying to do something to not have it move the way she wants to move, she's not going to mess with you. She's going to get turned off by you, and it's going to be hell for you. So don't do that. Okay? See, what if I showed you guys that instead of trying to change your perception, why not be the thing that she begins to realize, or she begins to process, or she begins to believe that you're the thing that she needs. You're the thing that she needs. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. You got questions and all that stuff. We're going to be breaking all this down. Matter of fact, in the second hour, we're going to be breaking down more of the game part of it, but I need to lay the tracks down of what we have to do. You see, gentlemen, for a lot of you guys out there, okay, I always try to tell you guys out there that it's very important that you guys have a mindset of a oneness with yourself, to learn who you are, to learn your scribe, to learn how to put flavor down so you can put flavor in her eye, flavor in her ears. Learn how to touch her. Learn how to shift from being sexual to sensual, sensual to romantic, romantic to seductive, seductive to kinky, kinky to naughty, naughty to nasty, nasty to freaky, freaky to dirty. I mean, so many of you don't understand this. You have to build and create this. Now, this, gentlemen, goes a lot with your marketing team, how you market yourself. Not only to yourself, gentlemen, but also how you market yourself to the woman and everything. Let me lower that down a little bit right there. How you market yourself to the women, gentlemen. And what's important, and this is the thing that's going to tip and change. Remember, we do not want to force the change in her. We do not want to change her perception. See, so many of us are so busy trying to prove ourselves. We're trying to beg. We're trying to barter. We're trying to prove that we just don't get anywhere. And it's because you're too busy trying to change her perception. But like I said before, what if you can create the need? But in order to start the process of creating the need, you, as a single-minded man, must be different from all those other people out there. This is where we show y'all the differences between what we teach you, what everybody else teaches you. Because we're trying to do everything we can to make sure that everything you say and everything that you do is authentic, okay? It's credible, honest, and it's going to inspire trust. Always remember, I keep telling the key thing, trust is very important. And what I'm saying to you guys out there, if you cannot get her to trust you, you will never reach sexual trust. You'll never hit it. Let me go ahead and answer this question real quick. Guys, I got a question. I answer questions first. Any kind of way. Let me answer this question. Cody, 6981. Saw your princess of today. When I was putting together my prince list, I realized that. Can you see your prince list as a reference point to when you're putting your bid in on women? No, your bid is your bid. The prince list is a certain a standard that you're looking for in the woman after the bid. The bid is just the bid. It's when the two of you begin to conversate with each other is when you look towards your prince list and see if she's even eligible to even get on your roster or be worth your time or be worth your attention, be worth your respect, and last but not least, worth the dick. So, no, you cannot use that, okay? Can't do that at all. But let me continue. So, gentlemen, see, your sexual you and how you brand yourself, gentlemen, okay, is very important. Because what it is, it's able to show her a side where she makes the decision. See, gentlemen, we don't want to force a decision. See, most of you surface dwellers are always trying to force her hand or beg her. But what if you can intrigue her by being authentic, by how you communicate, by just making or pulling out emotions in her, laughing, smiling, blushing, thinking, showing her sides of yourself, okay, that most guys cannot show or too ashamed to show. And remember, women love to price shop. They're always price shopping. Go to the grocery store. They always like squeezing on shit, squeezing on cantaloupes and stuff like that. You know, for some odd reason, I don't know why women do that silly shit, but that's what they do. Because they want to make sure whatever they invest into, that it is worth their time. But not only, gentlemen, do you have to be authentic in what you're doing, you must be consistently consistent. So many of you guys meet a woman and you stop talking to her. Some of you guys talk to her, but you don't know what to say, okay? And the thing is that consistency in this game is very important, okay? Because what you're showing her is something that, see, average guys are never consistent in anything they do. That's why they have no confidence. That's why they cannot talk to women. That's why they can't express themselves because of things of just being lazy and not trying to learn and everything. What are ways you can be in tune with yourself? Well, get your puzzle pieces and you'll start to process. Young man, get your puzzle pieces. But for a lot of guys out there, they're really lazy. They will do one thing one or two times, and then they will stop. And they are expecting a certain result. And that's the problem. And there's no consistency in what you are. As a man, we consistently make her smile. We consistently make her blush. We consistently make her laugh. We consistently make her think. We consistently make her respond. We consistently keep pushing her towards our four whenever we're talking to her. So the consistency that we have is not something that we have to do or try to do. It's just who we are in this game. And that's what I'm saying for you guys. You have to be consistent, okay? But not only the consistency is important, but you must ask yourself this question. Out of all the guys out there, and this is not you worrying about other men, this is a question that you must ask yourself when you're looking in the mirror. You must ask yourself, you know what? Hey, okay, well, what is the thing that stands out about me that's going to make me different from everybody else? Now, gentlemen, I'm already setting you up with this. I have given you what is it? 6 things already to set you up with. I've given you land. Oh, well, 7 things. I've given you land, sea, air, and space. Okay. I've given you the wine above your bed. Gave you the shower lights. I gave you the easel. I have already set you up to set you apart from everybody else. And then when she begins to notice it, based off of how you work on yourself, you can use these markers, not as things to be foundation, but things to give her crumbs. All these things that I'm showing you are crumbs. The wine above the bed, shower lights, easel, land, sea, air, and space. All those things are crumbs that you can give a woman, because the real you, okay? The real you is very important, okay? All right? Hey, I'm still sort of new here. Do we got to keep – John Doe, if you got a question, just put a Q. That's all you got to do and ask your question. Doesn't matter where you go. Just ask your question. Doesn't matter. That's what this show is about. I can also show you that I can teach the class and shift for a second and help you out and go right back to what I was teaching. So don't worry about it. There's no dumb questions. If you have a question to ask, feel free to ask. Steve, you mentioned something about depth in another stream. Can you explain what that means? What I'm saying is, okay, depth and range. Okay, what makes a great actor a great actor is the range that he has. Like, let's take a Denzel Washington.